This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Stipulation number one to set up this next story: higher education is a business. Nonprofit mostly, but still a business. Stipulation number two: all businesses need customers, and if you don't get them, that is bad for business. The State Department keeps track of foreign students coming to study at American colleges and universities every year. And in its most recent annual report for the academic year ending September 2020, the State Department says 12% of student visas issued went to mainland Chinese students. 12%. That's not bad until I tell you that for the same period in 2019, Chinese students got 30% of those visas. There is, of course, a whole lot going on in the Sino-American relationship right now. But as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports from Shanghai, Chinese students are getting caught in the middle.
Bella Wong is a freshman at Lehigh University of Pennsylvania, and it's a tough schedule.
I will sleep through the whole day and then wake up at night to get courses.
So I try to organize them in four themes.
These courses like this computer science class, which she takes at 9 p.m. online.
We are going to start next week with some useful...
For other classes, she stays up till 4 a.m. because Wang is in Beijing, while her professors and classmates are in the U.S. She can't get a U.S. visa because of the pandemic. Still, she took the offer to study at an American college, remotely. Others deferred, like Li Jiayan, who got accepted into an art school in New York.
Because of the virus, my graduate school, they don't offer like in-person class. They only offer online class. And I don't think I should use a huge sum of money to pay for online classes.
$50,000 for her one-year program. That's more than five times the average yearly salary in her native central Hubei province.
I'm kind of in a very awkward position. I just feel uncertain about future.
She's not the only one. Since last February, the U.S. Embassy and consulates in China have stopped processing nearly all routine visas because of the pandemic. Add that on top of the trade war, and getting visas for students majoring in science, math, or technology went from hard to near impossible, says education consultant William Yan.
Like one of my students, he's from Nanjing University, one of the best universities in China, and I helped him to get a top PhD program in America, full scholarship. That's great. However, he was rejected for his visa because he's studying chemistry.
That student, Yan says, is deeply depressed. As for Yan, who mainly helps Chinese students apply for top U.S. colleges, once the pandemic is under control, he sees a bright future for his business because China remains the number one source of international students for the U.S., and they contributed $15 billion to America's economy. That was in 2019, at the height of the trade war. Chinese parents, says Yan, are still keen to send their children to American colleges.
Their evaluation on American education has never changed.
That is, American education is still seen as the best, he says. Also, a U.S. college degree, especially from an Ivy League school, makes you more competitive, even in China. Or at least that's the perception here, says student Agnes Liu.
They think they would become very competitive and get really good jobs with really good salaries if they go to that kind of institution.
She's deferred enrollment to UC Berkeley. Liu is willing to wait. She says it took years to plan for her studies in the U.S. Same for Lehigh freshman Bella Wong. Her parents sent her to an international high school in China, spent thousands hiring an education consultant, and are using a good chunk of their savings to pay for the tuition at Lehigh University, she tells me, switching to Mandarin.
Despite the pandemic and despite the trade war, I will choose to study at an American university, even remotely for now. Because my family has invested too much money and time on this, I can't change my path easily.
To change course now requires courage. Courage, she says, that she doesn't have. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.